That's not... Is that it? That's the only problem?
Yeah, I'm tired of this. I can't handle it anymore. I'm not good for that kind of stuff. I don't know how low I have to be to get, you know, like they say that you have to... to get so low that you... whatever it is that,
that you feel comfortable with, yeah?
My mother, I'm tired of being like so stressed about it, and I try, you know, like, but you know what happens every day is that my energy goes in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, like, how can you build a business if you like this? It's really hard. It's really, I get momentum and then I don't want to do it anymore. I get momentum. You know, so it seems that I'm restarting every time. And I know I'm like this also because I have my period, so I get a little bit more fragile. But still, with all the things that I know, what do I know? Really, I'm struggling. And I'm trying not to show it to Adrian. But he knows. You know that I'm not well. Every time, you know, I say, oh no, Adrien, ça va aller, you know, I try to be positive, you know, but it's not good for a kid to be like that. Well, at least, you know, compared to my mom and my parents' life, you know, I'm closer to Adrien than they were when they were in that kind of situation. So that's good. Like that, I have that. But still, I see it. And every time I come here, I cry. And I think, you know, there's a real saboteur in me, you know, that really wants me to suffer. You know, this is it. Because I say, how did I do? How did I overcome all the obstacles that I had to overcome to come here to do what I did, and still, you know, be in that place again. You know, it feels like when I was 18, you know, I didn't know what to do with my life. I was not happy at university, my parents were divorced. It was too much, and I was just floating. And it seems that I'm doing the same now. But I'm not on my own, you know, I cannot pack and go.
Which is why we get. That's why we get.
Yeah.
Those who are responsible for us to insure. This is an insurance.
Okay.
That we don't give up on anything. Okay. We continue going. It's the insurance. Other people are the insurance, not us.
Yeah.
Us within ourselves, we can't move.
Yeah.
Because our ego is bigger than us.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Our ego is bigger than us. You're crying right now, not because something's wrong, because there's an ego inside that you look at yourself and you feel sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, there's nothing. There's nothing to cry about. That's the truth. But it's just this, there's this...
Yeah,
discomfort, right?
Yeah.
Of where I think I should be and what I should be having and how I should be. And the truth is, if there were no other people around us, we wouldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
We make it sometimes for our parents, we make it for our brothers, for our sisters, for our friends, for our lovers, for our children.
Yeah.
This is why companies that have hierarchy, responsibilities, you do it not because you want to, but because somebody above is going to see that you're not doing and you're going to get fired.
Yeah.
Or we do it because we understand the purpose. The purpose is bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know, the moment we remember that...
Yeah, but how low I have to be to, you know, to understand it. How much suffering I have to go through.
Yeah. Well, the suffering has nothing to do with your situation. The suffering has nothing to do with you. You shouldn't suffer.
Yeah. Huh?
You shouldn't be suffering.
No.
Why? What suffering gives you?
Nothing.
Yeah. No suffering. Suffering is old. Mm-hmm. It's part of the old. Yeah. Suffering is when you're comparing the past, remembering the past, reminiscing the past, saying why again. This is suffering. Suffering is into the same, carving into the same. That's the suffering part. Yeah, so we didn't get rid of it. But we got rid of the fact that we're not doing it blindly. At least we understand what we're doing. So there's two of you right now. There's one of you that's suffering and crying, another of you that's observing this and knows.
Mais oui, mais c'est trop dur.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
What they say?
Yeah.
400 BC, there was a big discussion in the church. And they were trying to figure out what is the purpose of the Ten Commandments. And one side was saying that the Ten Commandments are something we need to follow. We need to learn how to follow them. And therefore, here are the things that we need to do to follow the Ten Commandments. And the other side said that, the Ten Commandments were made to show us that we can't. So we can find an internal solution. So we'll stop looking for the external. So we try it and it doesn't work. And we try it again and it doesn't work. And as many generations as we try it and it doesn't work. And we look for all kinds of intelligent ways to do it and we can't until we give up and we say, it doesn't work because something is missing. Something is missing because we don't find something inside of us. So it turns out, because you cannot, it's like a system of teaching where you create an obstacle, okay, to give attention somewhere else. So a lot of times I see Ten Commandments, our way of living, our life, and the way we, face life. And we think we have to resolve it all. It's all there to resolve. Mm-hmm. We are sure that there is, and if you're right and it's all there, all this life is to resolve all your challenges that you say you're facing again. If that's the purpose of it, then where is it going? Nowhere. It's just a little bit more of the same. At a different level, a little bit more challenges, a little bit. And it never ends, and so until you realize the solution is not there. The solution is not in overcoming the challenges. Maybe the challenges are given, like the Ten Commandments are given, to resolve something internal. And until we're still trying to meet the external first, we'll always suffer. Forever. No matter what we do, no matter how successful it may seem or not seem. Because there's always that other. And we face it everywhere. We face it in the physical, in our work, we face it in our relationship, we face it with our children, we face it with our parents, we face it with... Where does the challenge, the external challenge really end if it was intended to solve? Where? Nowhere. It doesn't end. First, we challenge because they're alive and they're suffering. Then we challenge because they're not there. And because we didn't have a chance to do what we wanted to do with them. I mean, bottom line, I'm talking about parents. Mm-hmm. And children, I wish I could help them more.
Yeah.
Where's the end of that? So it's not that we... The truth is that there's certain... so if the challenge world is so overwhelming, let's leave the challenge world, say no to all the external needs, say no to marriage, say no to children say no to everything and just go inwards and solve it. No, that's not going to happen either. That's not going to resolve it either. So there's somewhere in between. And that somewhere in between is not something that can be preached or learned. Each person, in their own way, in a very unique individual way, we arrive to it. But we don't arrive to it all at once. It's not what's called, like somebody called it, a spiritual hiccup. And path. Maybe many of them. Maybe it is. But as long as we're fighting the enemy out there, whatever that looks like today, we've got to realize maybe it's not the enemy. Maybe it's there to inspire us. Maybe growing up as a child is not only, for what is so obvious. Maybe there is something that as you are growing up, you are acquiring that you don't even know you're acquiring, so you could use it later in the future. So it will be important. So maybe in the process of challenging and fighting yourself, in fighting the system, in fighting the past, in fighting the future, oh, maybe in that there's also something to gain. And it's not a waste. Because if it would be a waste, life would be worse than because everybody's fighting.
This is true.
So why would life be even worse than if there was not something that's hidden? Because we don't understand. Like little children, we fight. But the truth is, there's a purpose to this. That we not always completely understand. The moment we start hypothesizing that there's more to this, we're free.
Yeah.
And when we forget that, the moment we challenge a little bit too much and we face our old self, at that moment, we're really suffering. But the moment we remember, even if we don't get this whole picture, which we're not supposed to get the whole picture, or else the road will be over.
No, this is true.
But the fact that we remind it, even for a second, then we have a level of freedom to be able to get what we need to get out of the situation. And at that point, we become capable of actually functioning physically and resolving whatever we need to resolve. It's not... It's funny because there are some people who are one of my friends was very successful. He wasn't friend, but he ended up, running big business. And we're talking very big. He was, I don't remember, number 8 in Canada in its worth, net worth or something. Over $1 billion, right? So, and he was going through the same. He was 1.8 billion dollars, I think he was worth, 2012 or something. 1.8 billion. I know his wife very well. I know him very well. I was at his wedding. I helped his wife's mother before she passed away many years ago. The 8th, 9th, and 10th chakra came from there. But he's suffering exactly the same. And he's losing $100,000 every day, $200,000. I think he lost $800,000 or something. He built the Trump Tower in Toronto. And they were suing him for that. And the reason is because the banks, because the property value went down from what was estimated or something, and the banks decided not to approve the loans for the people. because of some technicality. So everybody who bought, because why? I'll tell you what happened. He initially, when he started building, yeah, it was all hotel.
Yeah.
As the economy was changing, he decided to do some hotel and some residence.
Yeah.
And the moment he decided to do that, the bank had an out in small print. And they suddenly didn't approve the renewal of the loans of all the people that took against that building, because the value of the building at that time went down. If the value went up, they wouldn't have said anything.
Exactly.
But because the value went down, right now their insurance said, hey, we can't, if it was only one loan, fine, two loans, fine, but you have $1 billion worth of loans here, we can't afford the risk, and you have an out. So they didn't approve the loans. So the people started going against him, suing him for a breach of contract of some kind. And guess what? He's feeling exactly the same. And he says, when is it going to end? He couldn't start building the building for, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
For about 2 years, they opened the ground and they couldn't start building.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And then forever they were building.
Yeah.
And then after they stopped building, he had to, yeah, I don't know, there's no resolution yet, I don't know.
No.
They're still in court.
Mm-hmm. It's a big mess.
Yeah. And he had metal factories in Ukraine, imagine where it all ended to be, and what kind of stress he had to go through. To
mm-hmm.
and his family, three children.
Yeah.
Sure. So on the outside you see yachts. Mm-hmm. He's probably had the biggest yacht in where you're from. The biggest yacht you were talking about is,
yes,
20 people come to clean, so it's probably his.
He's competing with Abramovich.
Okay. So, you know what I mean?
No.
And he's crying.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. Waking up in the morning, says, oh, not again. What now? What now? What now?
Yeah.
He says, I could be broke any day. The lawsuits will go.
Yeah.
The contracts will end. The bank will close his, because he's working on credits. He's in real estate now. He was building malls in Moscow.
Yeah.
Okay. He's all on credit.
Yeah.
One day, the bank is not going to approve his credit, which what they did to Olympia in New York. I don't know if you were here.
Yeah.
When they did that to Olympia in New York, when they were doing the wharf project.
Yeah.
But they just decided not to do it. Why? Because they knew they could make more money by not giving them the loan.
Yeah.
It's all business.
Yeah.
Nothing personal.
No.
They were people,
yeah,
and you know the Olympia New York right now, the project they started there,
yeah,
is the biggest project, is the biggest grossing and the best project ever made in Europe. The one that they went bankrupt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no end to this. Where's, okay, can we outsmart this?
No.
Could we say that they did not know what they were doing?
No.
No. Could we say that for them it will ever end?
No.
And there's no end to this?
No.
Now, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's
the same thing.
It's the same thing. And ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. Except the key is,
yeah,
the key is that it doesn't take you down,
yeah,
as a human being. As a human being, it doesn't take it up because everything else is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely not.
Yeah.
And you adjust, adapt.
Yeah.
Change something.
Yeah.
Flexible.
Right.
Give up the expectations.
Yeah, but it's not the...
I have goals, not expectations.
Yeah, but it's not expectation, but it's...
It's basics, I know.
Yeah.
hand right now is probably one of the times where it's the most difficult to get in your business, because it's July. The truth is, if we're talking business, this is the most tough time, because July, everybody's thinking, they already bought the ticket, okay?
Yeah.
So everybody is already on holidays somewhere. Even if they're at work, they're on holidays in their mind. They already know where they're going and for how long, and they can't wait until they leave it all behind. And here you come and you say, make big decisions.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. But I, at least I have to prepare the ground.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes.
Just to...
Like I
did the meditation, you know, like that you taught me, the PI.
Yes.
And I did it for 8 people.
Okay.
Out of the 8, I got 2 who responded.
Right.
And so one that I'm talking next week, this week, the week that is coming. And the other one that he said that because he changed companies, so now it's not a priority, but if there's an opportunity, he will consider it. So that's...
So you got 3 out of 8 positive responses.
Two out of eight
positive responses.
So it's not too bad. Not too bad.
Now those were your past customers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody
who knows you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you did the you didn't write more information, right? 9 word email.
Yes. That's it. Yeah.
This is an excellent response.
Yeah.
In a short period of time.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Yeah.
It's an excellent response.
Yes. But I, you know what it is, Eric, is I've never been in business, so I don't know how things are supposed to work. You know, I do it, you know, most of the things that I've done is, I've done it with my gut and my good intention. That's it. So, I know you can do so much with that when you're running a business. So I have nothing to compare to, you know. I don't know how people are doing out there, because so this is why I get anxious, you know, like, it's not because I cannot compare, you know, like, I have nothing, like, to show me, you know, that I'm not doing so bad, that... And I'm trying to do, you know, like, and what I'm doing is okay, you know, like, and I cannot talk to Bruce about it because he gets depressed, you know.
He can't help, so.
Yeah, and then I don't talk to my dad or my family because they all get stressed out about it. So I tried, you know, to resolve it on my own, maybe, you know, like, but you know what I was noticing is that it's the same pattern, you know, like in my mind, I'm circling, you know, the same damn thing over and over. Like, it's nothing out. And even though I do the meditation, you know, like, it's just trying to see, you know, like, every day it's an opportunity day, you know, there's things are changing, there's a possibility.
See, they don't know.
Yeah.
For them, your communication with them is brand new. I'll never forget, I have one of my students, she's a promoter, and she sometimes says, oh, they're not buying tickets, should I cancel my show, they're not buying tickets.
Yeah.
And I said, well, they don't know how many people bought. They could all buy in one day, you know what I mean? They don't, it's not like, okay, generally we have 50 people buy a day.
Yeah.
I said, they don't know how many bought, how many. So you have to be, they could all buy in one day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They don't know how things are. They can all come in one day and buy. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah, I don't know if it's you.
They don't know. You just prepare them all and ta. Mm-hmm. In one day.
Yeah.
But really, you know, every day a little bit. The only important thing is that your vision and their vision coincides. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
If it doesn't coincide.
What?
The question is, what do they want? Remember the whole, what do they want? Energetically, what they want. Three times in a row, they have cheated him out of his part. And he keeps going. Because I told him that one thing, and they, not only that, the one before that, they cheated him out in such a way where they even took away his information. And he couldn't use it. And that's it. He couldn't use it. But we came out of this. And he's on top of the world right now. He's on top of the world. But they took everything, and I said to him, you are not your formulas. You are not your formula. And 3 months later, he had everything better. New. Better than his original. And they cheated him out not only of his future, but literally, what they did is they reduced, they played with the stock. They diluted the stock until he was worth nothing. Where he was the, took millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And there's nothing he could do. There was nothing he could do. Even though legally they were wrong. He didn't have the money to fight them because they had 40 lawyers on a payroll.
Yeah.
40 lawyers on a payroll in that company.
Yeah.
Literally. And they told him, listen,
yeah,
just take whatever we give you and just go.
Yeah.
Or else you're not going to have even that left. Because we are on payroll. We're not paying a penny to be in court. You are. We can take it for 5 years. We can take it for 10 years. In court. What are you going to do? It's only business, nothing personal.
Yes.
You're in a business where nobody can do that. You're in a business where nobody can cheat you out of this. They could stop the contract. They could, a teacher could steal a client. But nobody can take your future away.
No, that is true.
Like that, what I mean? My suggestion to him was that he has to develop himself, his own name, in there. And then they wouldn't want to, because his name would be important and not the company. And when his name is important, then they can't separate his name from their product. And then they can't do it to him. And, like even the girl that is doing on, what's her name, the product's name and her name.
Yeah.
What's it called? The language program.
Rosetta.
So you can't take her program away. Why? Because it's her name. She has a kind of identity and they're doing very powerful advertising.
Oh,
they're bearish.
But
and it's mission.
Big, But if you read, the comments,
yes,
it doesn't work. But still, people.
Either that, or the comments that are written are the ones from the people who doesn't work. The rest of the comments are not there.
Okay.
Work means you have to work.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
No, no. But I think, you know, like I always say to my clients who are using it, I say it's a very good tool. But you have to have the human interaction to be able to use it. You cannot always be in front of the computer. So I'm trying that with, you know, one of the clients, CGI, who's sending that proposal, just to say...
You're supporting that program, right?
Yeah.
You told me once.
Yeah. So I see if it goes this time. I said it last year, it didn't go, and we sent it this year.
Yeah. Sure.
Because the challenge that they have is that the people are not using it. So I said, you know, if we have a class, you know, twice a month or once a month,
yes,
they can ask questions, we can do role plays, real role plays, and entice them to use the program. So next lesson, it will be, you know, for what they will have learned. So it gives them that, like, the carrot. So, you know what?
And they have to be accountable to somebody.
Yeah.
The sense of accountability.
Yeah.
You become the general.
Well, no, yeah, just they, there. You know, like, and I made it in a way that it's an hour.
You just enter the door and maybe who knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they'll see the value in what you're doing and they'll say, you know what? Forget Rosetta. We can do this here, and it's better, and it works.
Yeah, but even, you know, even if they want to keep Rosetta, you know, like for us, it's just by being there, you know, like it's a piggyback. And maybe, you know, then if I can get a recommendation from them, I can, like, I know other companies who are using Rosetta, and I say, you know, this is what we're doing with this one. Would you like?
It's a good way, of course.
I say, yeah, I'm gonna try.
Yes. If you get a good testimonial and from
But I think, you know, most of it is I beat myself up for not doing what I'm supposed to. This, I think, this is the big word, anxiety. Not doing enough.
Systemizing. You know how you teach your students to learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
Systemize, right? You can't. You got to do the systems.
If
you go through a certain system and it works and you keep doing the system, they guarantee results. You have to keep doing the system. Because our mind is funny. It sometimes wants something, sometimes doesn't want, sometimes accepts, sometimes doesn't accept. We can't be reliant on that. We can't be, you know, dependent on that. In the physical world, you have to have systems and responsibilities, and those, you know, check marks, and you can't do it alone. That's the key. The alone part is difficult. Because if you have other people that you're responsible to, that literally know, you know how they do in all kinds of situations, you have accountability partners. When you have an accountability, it's much easier. Because you're no longer dependent on the inside alone.
But what do you see, Eric? Am I spinning down that spiral?
You like to do that from time to time.
I don't want to do it.
I know, but... You probably stayed away for a few weeks from everything, just relaxed. And
yeah, no, it's just most of the time I don't want to work. It's tough.
Is there a name to the project that you're offering?
It's called Support Program for with the Testament. If they use another online program to support the program. How's the class going?
It's going good. It's doing good. We have quite good energy there. Let's just do some energy work.
Right.
See where we're at energetically, bring her back, all right.